2022学年第二学期静安区高三英语教学质量检测听力部分现在开始。
1. Listening Comprehension Section A Directions In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said.The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. I'm afraid I threw my blue t-shirt into the washing machine with all the white clothes by mistake.
Just relax. That t-shirt is of good quality.And it never colors other clothes.
Question. What does the woman mean? Two. Mr. Johnson told me that the new job paid well and offered 20 days of paid leave yearly.
I should say that the guy always makes empty promises.
Question. What does the woman mean?3. It turns out that Jack intends to move to a southern city and settle down there.
Not if he is told how wet and hot the South is, and I'm going to tell him that.
Question. What does the woman mean? 4. As all the economy class seats have been taken,We'll upgrade you to the business class free of charge.
Excellent. And in what direction is my boarding gate?
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place? 5. Oh no! The school's online elective course system just broke down.
Don't you know that Mr. Musk's course has just become available online?
Question. What does the woman imply? 6. I should say the physics exam was a piece of cake.
I'm afraid most of the class who failed it think otherwise.
Question. What does the woman mean?7. Our group is inviting one more member to take care of all the financial matters.
I'm an idiot with calculating, and you can count me out.
Question. What does the woman mean?
8. Well, we have spent $35 at the mall, and purchases over $40 qualify for free parking.
Then let's go and buy something else.
Question. How much more money should they spend in order to get free parking?
9. What's wrong with Peter today? He's unusually silent.
His medical examination report will be released this afternoon. He will be his old self tomorrow.
Question. What does the woman mean? 10. Be sure to visit the Niagara Falls when you are in Canada on business.
With 5 conferences to attend, I won't even have enough time for sleep, let alone visiting scenic spots.
Question. What does the woman mean?
Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 passages and 1 longer conversation. After each passage or conversation, you'll be asked several questions. The passages and the conversation will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question,
Read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
A Scottish illustrator has become surprisingly successful because of her colouring in books for grown-ups. Joanna Basford's books of crafted fill-in drawings have caused a huge demand from those seeking to switch off from laptops and computer games. Today, people like colouring in because they are fed up with digital life. There is something nice about picking up a pencil and drawing. You are not going to get interrupted by social media. Besides, there is also an element of childhood memory involved. Every time you do a bit of colouring in, you probably won't be thinking about house mortgage or job troubles. And like other middle-class crazes such as hiking or baking, colouring in appeals to people looking for a simpler and quieter life. Now, having already topped the bestseller books list, Basford's books are also giving a huge push to global sales for pencils, as most colouring in fans believe that producing colouring in masterpieces largely depends on high-quality pencils. Far from being victims of the digital age, pencil manufacturers are now struggling to deal with growing demand. Faber-Castell, the world's largest wood pencil manufacturer, reveals that in order to meet with the huge demand, it is now having to run extra shifts at its factories.
Now listen again, please. A Scottish illustrator has become surprisingly successful because of her colouring in books for grown-ups. Joanna Basford's books of crafted fill-in drawings have caused a huge demand from those seeking to switch off from laptops and computer games. Today, people like colouring in because they are fed up with digital life. There is something nice about picking up a pencil and drawing. You're not going to get interrupted by social media. Besides, there is also an element of childhood memory involved. Every time you do a bit of colouring in, you probably won't be thinking about house mortgage or job troubles. And like other middle-class crazes, such as hiking or baking, colouring in appeals to people looking for a simpler and quieter life. Now, having already topped the bestseller book lists, Basford's books are also giving a huge push to global sales for pencils, as most colouring in fans believe that producing colouring in masterpieces largely depends on high-quality pencils. Far from being victims of the digital age, pencil manufacturers are now struggling to deal with growing demand. Faber-Castell, the world's largest wood pencil manufacturer, reveals that in order to meet with the huge demand, it is now having to run extra shifts at its factories.
Questions 11. What is not mentioned as one reason of the popularity of colouring in books?
Why are sales of pencils rising?
13. How does Faber-Castell deal with the rising demand? 14 through 16 are based on the following passage. Most parents know it's difficult to send a child to school for the first time. But for Deb, it felt so painful to part with her daughter that she started to do research and found out about homeschooling. Before then, I had no idea it existed or that it was even legal, she tells TV Week. And 12 years later, single mum Deb has homeschooled all six of her kids. Homeschool parenting offers many benefits, the low expenses, the flexible lesson plans, and so on, she says. But most importantly, it prepares kids for life in the real world, because children are not stuck in a classroom with only kids their own age. Deb says her approach is very different from other homeschooling parents. The key difference is that for me, Homeschooling is a way of life, she says. Some parents view life and homeschooling as two separate things, while I've worked my whole life, home learning with my kids together, rather than seeing them differently. Of course, Deb also has some difficulties to deal with. At her home, kids aren't allowed to use their phones or computers for 24 hours a day. The ban harmed her relationship with some bigger kids. She admitted that she gradually understood the bad effect of having no access to modern technology. She is now talking with her kids about the mobile phone use time at home.
Now listen again, please. Most parents know it's difficult to send a child to school for the first time. But for Deb, it felt so painful to part with her daughter that she started to do research and found out about homeschooling. Before then, I had no idea it existed or that it was even legal, she tells TV Week. And 12 years later, single mom Deb has homeschooled all six of her kids. Homeschool parenting offers many benefits. The low expenses, the flexible lesson plans, and so on, she says. But most importantly, it prepares kids for life in the real world because children are not stuck in a classroom with only kids their own age. Deb says her approach is very different from other homeschooling parents. The key difference is that, for me, homeschooling is a way of life, she says. Some parents view life and homeschooling as two separate things, while I've worked my whole life home learning with my kids together rather than seeing them differently. Of course, Deb also has some difficulties to deal with. At her home, kids aren't allowed to use their phones or computers for 24 hours a day. The ban harms her relationship with some bigger kids. She admitted that she gradually understood the bad effect of having no access to modern technology. She is now talking with her kids about the mobile phone use time at home.
Questions. 14. Why did Deb decide to homeschool her daughter?
15. What does Deb think is the major advantage of homeschooling?
16. What is the difference between Deb's homeschooling style and that of other parents? 17-20 are based on the following conversation.
Jack, you look upset. What's up?
Well, I'm checking my bill. I just can't believe that I have spent a fortune on food, but much of the food I bought ended up in the trash.
Shame on you.
But there's nothing I can do about it.
Of course you can do a lot about it. For one thing, you should plan ahead. Before heading to the supermarket, take stock of what you already have at home and plan your menu for the week. It's the key solution to food waste problem.
It takes time.
It also saves food and money.
I agree. I dine out a lot. Maybe that's the reason why I spend so much on food.
When dining out, whether in a fancy restaurant or a humble cafe, you could request to take your leftovers home. You need a reusable food container, of course.
I see. And I find many foods have short shelf life. It gives me a headache.
You should remember that Best Buy dates don't address food safety. They're only there to indicate peak quality.
Really? So I can still eat the food?
I think so. But if a use-by date has passed, you should be careful and better throw it away.
It's complicated.
And how do you treat the fruits and vegetables that don't look fresh?
Throw them away.
Actually, you can process them with salt or freeze them in the fridge. Both ways will give them another lease on life.
Gosh, I've wasted a lot.
No wonder you have spent so much on food.
Now listen again, please.
Jack, you look upset. What's up?
Well, I'm checking my bill. I just can't believe that I've spent a fortune on food, but much of the food I bought ended up in the trash.
Shame on you.
But there's nothing I can do about it.
Of course you can do a lot about it. For one thing, you should plan ahead. Before heading to the supermarket, take stock of what you already have at home and plan your menu for the week. It's the key solution to food waste problem.
It takes time.
It also saves food and money.
I agree. I dine out a lot. Maybe that's the reason why I spend so much on food.
When dining out, whether in a fancy restaurant or a humble cafe, you could request to take your leftovers home. You need a reusable food container, of course.
I see. And I find many foods have short shelf life. It gives me a headache.
You should remember that Best Buy dates don't address food safety. They're only there to indicate peak quality.
Really? So I can still eat the food?
I think so. But if a use-by date has passed, you should be careful and better throw it away.
It's complicated.
And how do you treat the fruits and vegetables that don't look fresh?
Throw them away.
Actually, you can process them with salt or freeze them in the fridge. Both ways will give them another lease on life.
Gosh, I've wasted a lot.
No wonder you have spent so much on food.
Questions. 17. According to the woman, what is the major way to stop wasting food?
Eating. What does the woman advise the man to do when dining out?
Nineteen. According to the woman, how can people treat food items which have just passed Best Buy date?
Twenty. What is the conversation mainly about?
That's the end of listening comprehension.
听力部分到此结束，请同学们继续答题。